From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump is under attack across the U.S. political spectrum for his failure to denounce white supremacists who staged the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that turned deadly. The president condemned what he called an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides Saturday, just hours after a car rammed into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Charlottesville resident Heather Heyer and injuring 19 others. But Trump did not directly condemn the extremist groups who organized Saturday's protest, many of them his political supporters, who openly derided racial minorities, Jews, and women. The United States' top general has arrived on the Korean Peninsula amid unprecedented threats between Washington and Pyongyang. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and reports from Osan Air Base in South Korea.
U.S. General Joe Dunford told reporters en route to Korea that the U.S. military's primary focus is supporting the administration's diplomatic and economic campaign to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. But he said he's also drawing up attack plans.
As a military leader, I've got to make sure that the president does have viable military options in the event the diplomatic and economic pressurization campaign fails.
North Korea has made big gains in its nuclear weapons development through several missile tests this year. Pyongyang now says it has a nuclear missile capable of reaching the United States. Carla Babb, VOA News, Osan Air Base, South Korea.
This is VOA News. China announced Monday it's banning imports of coal, iron ore, seafood, and other products from North Korea, in line with new United Nations sanctions approved earlier this month. Chinese leaders had pledged to fully enforce the sanctions, which China and the other members of the UN Security Council unanimously adopted in response to North Korean ballistic missile tests. The sanctions could block as much as $1 billion in North Korean exports. China's Commerce Ministry said the new trade ban will be fully in place by September 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump and other members of his administration have urged China to use its position as North Korea's most important ally to pressure the country to give up its nuclear weapons program. Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding 8.